Hallelujah.
Amen.
Greetings in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. What a privilege, what a joy to be in the company of the beloved, to lift up the sacrifices of our praise. Even this morning, Father, we pray, may you touch our life in a fresh new way. May we hear and see you. Job said, I heard about you, but today I see you. Lord, we come here not because we are perfect, but we need your help. Touch our life. Fulfill us. Holy Spirit, reveal Jesus to us. Even this morning, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Greetings once more in the name of Jesus. We welcome all of our visitors in the name of our Lord. We are grateful that you have taken time to come and be with us. I would as well invite you. We have a conference next week.
Amen. Another conference.
We call it Thanksgiving Conference.
Okay, Thanksgiving Conference.
The book of Hebrews chapter 10:6. Is it 10:6 or 10:6:10?
Bahebero.
It says God is not unjust to forget. Many people are unjust. We forget. So we are trying to force ourselves to remember. So next week we are having our Thanksgiving conference. It's starting in the morning on Friday, 9 o'clock. So we take leave. We come and celebrate God. And then Saturday as well. And then our Sunday, Thanksgiving Sunday. I'm inviting you. Have you registered? I think I should ask those who are here. Amen. Thank you so much. This is our first service. Our second service will start 10:30. And for those on radio, welcome to Emmanuel Christian Church. And those online, may the Lord bless you. Our teaching today, we are focusing on the Thanksgiving. And our theme today, invitation. The invitation.
Memo.
Hosea chapter 6, verse 1 and 2.
Hosea 6, 1 and 2.
It says, come, let us return to the Lord. For he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let us return to the Lord. I want to challenge you this morning that to return is to give acknowledgement.
It's
to recognize the good that have been done. And sometimes people only return when they are successful. I've seen a sticker on a car. I hope it's not your car. Lord, make my enemies to live much longer. That they may see my success.
Mercy.
That is why sometimes we don't achieve much.
Because
our attention is on wrong things. But we should come and return. Those who forget don't remember. They don't remember the grace that have been extended towards them. The Bible says it's not by might nor by power, but it is by my spirit. So my success and breakthrough is because of the Lord. Thanksgiving starts with being thankful. Yeah. Just to say thank you. If you could say thank you to your husband. Your husband, you have been rejected 3 times and this woman said yes. If you could just say, Thank you.
How can I feel?
Many of us forget. In essence, I was saying some of the most ungrateful people are people who are very close and intimate. They never say thank you. I've used this example that the husband will say, depart. Because there's no salt in the food.
Amen.
Missing the point that somebody took an hour to prepare the food. Can you tell your neighbor, can you be thankful? Can you come back and say thank you? Yeah. Most people forget quickly. In essence, it's very funny that people that have been helped are the ones who get offended easily. Yeah, if you can find somebody who's annoyed and angry,
is
the most closest person. Hey, if you are sitting next to your close person, say, is it true?
Is it true?
Hey, Thanksgiving is a time of victory.
Amen.
You see, we're going to December. You'll see us Ronaba Eastern Cape.
From Eastern Cape.
Ronaba from Zimbabwe, you'll see us.
Us back from Zimbabwe.
We remember where we come from. But other people don't remember having very good gifts and very good thoughts.
No.
They want to go and show off. He says they will know me. That's not the way to be thankful. It's a time to celebrate. When you are thankful, you come and celebrate. And the greatest of it is the testimony that you carry when you come. Yeah. The testimony. People like to eliminate all the people who helped them. I remember many years ago, Bishop said, you must remember, make every member to remember. Hey.
Mm.
Ask your neighbor, do you remember? Before you came to Christ. Do you remember? The book of Leviticus 22 verse 29. And when you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, offer it of your own free will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So to give thanksgiving should come from the heart. We shouldn't force you to do it. It should be something that comes from within. Psalm 107:21-22. Oh, that man will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is a thanksgiving that says here, let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Yeah, some people they say thanks with their mouths. But there's nothing accompanying their thanks. Yeah. Because your father didn't raise you. You are ungrateful. We can subtract your father, you have no life. You are not born. You have taken a side with two lovers. They used to be lovers, these people. That even you, if you were to stay with your mother, you wouldn't last. I can hear there's no amen.
Mercy.
Yeah. You are going to get married, don't worry.
Yeah.
We will see. Mercy. Can you be thankful? Yes. The same father who didn't raise you up.
Yeah.
To say thank you. For being my father. Oh, blessing comes from fathers, not from your mother. Yes. I say a blessing doesn't come from your mother. Your mother might say, I girl, tell us one, you are blessed.
Your mother can try to bless you.
Yes. But if we talk about headship. Being set up for the long distance. It's your father who should speak. Not many ways. Men don't speak many ways. Yeah, they'll speak. Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to 47.
Luke 7, 36 to 47.
Yes. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair, with the hair of her head, and she kissed his feet and anointed them with fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, he will know who and what manner of woman is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. He said, teacher, say it. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And they had nothing with to repay. He freely forgave both. Tell me therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, you are right, you have rightly judged. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair, the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, we have read it. We are done. Okay. Do you want to read or should I continue?
You can continue.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, here is a Pharisee, a great spiritual leader, invites Jesus. He invites Jesus to her house.
He
says, come and eat. I've been invited in many places. You see, and I could relate to the invitation. The Pharisee, one part is that maybe he's fond of Jesus. He likes Jesus. The other part, the Pharisees were very critical people. There were some of the people who criticized Jesus officially and publicly. And maybe he thought, if he comes to my house, we could talk a little bit more and we can pin him so that we get the answers we are looking for. So he invited him for a meal. And I'm inviting you for a meal for the Thanksgiving conference next week.
Amen.
To come and sit at Jesus' feet. And so, this Pharisee invited Jesus. In the book of Luke 10, verse 44, chapter 10, verse 40 and 42, we see the story of Jesus visiting Martha. He says, but Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
Empa Marata o ne a tshwere haholo ke go sebetsa tsengata a batla go Jesu a re morena hleka hleka ha o re letho ha ngwane so antse a sebetsa ke antse a mpana ke sebetsa ke lemo o mmolelle hore a nthuse empa Jesu a araba a re ho yena Marata Marata o belaela o ihathatsa ka tsengata ka nthe ntho e hlokahalang engwe fela mme Maria o ihethetse kabelo entle.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the Pharisee have the same attitude of Martha. And I think many of us in the church have the attitude of Martha. We have the eye service kind of service to the people and to God. So he invited Jesus. He has his own standard. He has his own expectation. Martha has invited Jesus to her house. And I want to believe that she's very hospitable. You can see with her character. She really wants to do a good job. But she's missing the point. Yes, and it happens a lot. You visit people. They watch a soap. You arrive at the time of the heat of the soap and they sit like this.
Television.
And when you are talking, they are, it's like the day be yesterday. You are disturbing me.
Mercy.
So the Pharisee missed the greater part. And I pray that in the invitation that is given to us, I was saying to the pastors, the greatest call for us is to serve Jesus. Really, to be honest with you.
Amen.
He says, this is eternal life, that I may know you, the only true God, and Jesus whom you have sent. Yes, we are ministering to the people, but our desire is to minister to Christ. And I want to believe that this is your desire as well. To minister to the Lord. To give the best of ourselves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Martha missed the point.
Martha missed a point.
It's like when you are doing a house visit.
It's a house visit.
And you tell the people, I'm just passing for 10, maybe 30 minutes, the most. Please don't prepare anything. Hey, they go to town. And they prepare. Mercy.
Yes.
And you arrive, you say, I can't stay. Because they are busy. While you want to talk to them, they are busy with many things. Have you been in that situation before? Have you had a pastor visit you and you want to give him food? And he hasn't come for food. And when he says, I'm leaving, you feel offended.
Mercy.
I'm saying, don't miss the point. We have come to church. The main issue is the teaching, is the message. But the main issue is to meet Jesus. To build your relationship with Him. Don't miss the point. So the Pharisee is missing the point. He's the one who invited Jesus. But he doesn't understand the reason why. Martha has invited Jesus. And Jesus is speaking. And she can't hear nothing.
How clear? My God.
What do you think? Two things that Jesus came when he came to the dinner. One, Jesus was going to have a meal. The Pharisee desired to be seen to be right. He wanted to be seen to be right. And in more than one occasion, people will invite you to try and to seem to be right. And so their preparation is limited to their little experience. But the second part is about this woman who have come, whose sins have been forgiven. The Bible says she came with an expensive perfume costing a year's salary. She was driven by gratitude. Yes, you know, when somebody visits you or somebody invites you to their house, you should show gratitude. Do you understand?
Amen.
Yeah. Show gratitude. Show appreciation.
As Africans, we bring nothing.
They say we are doing housewarming.
It's a housewarming. My
it's
God.
A baby shower. It's a bridal shower. You look at the kinds of gifts that people bring. You'll realize that they have not taken the invitation very seriously. It's just an ordinary one of the many.
Hey.
What do you think?
Unahana.
The woman is driven by gratitude. There is that song that we sing, "What can I render to
Jehovah?"
Can we sing it?
What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much. Narana.
Let's sing. There is something called conviction. You know conviction?
Conviction.
The Bible says when this woman was giving her gift, she was weeping. There were tears. She was moved. She was overtaken by feeling and emotion.
Amen.
I don't see you being overtaken by feeling or emotion. No. This is how we give thanksgiving to God.
My God.
You have children. God blessed you. You are married. He gave you children. You are a single man, single woman. You have a child. Oh, there are many who don't have. But you will never come and say, why can I rent that to Jehovah? Somebody graduated recently. What can I render to the Lord? But you think, you look at it. Oh, let us see. He's troubling us. We will not see. We will not put our feeling. And you see, I always say to people, you have never fallen in love. Yeah. I can remember very well when I fell in love. Yeah. And I relived that moment many times. I remember when I arrived at home. I was a student at the university. When I arrived at home, I couldn't shut up. I told my mother. I told my father. I told everybody. And I told them, this girl I'm going to marry. And I told my mother, December when the school closes, I'll make sure she comes here. I was emotionally moved.
Amen.
What will I give to the Lord? No, it's my strength. It's my wisdom. I went to university. I just graduated. I got my epilets. Look at me now.
My God.
Where is your feeling? You know, one of our fathers told us, says, have a feeling for God. Just when you come before Him, have a feeling. Yeah, be emotional.
Amen.
Can we sing it with an emotion? Can we sing it with a feeling? Let's sing, please.
Render to Jehovah, for He has done. He has done so good. What shall I render to Jehovah? For He has done so very much for me. Na ra na ra na na.
A shout to Jesus. Please take your seats. What shall I render to the Lord? Oh, some of us, God has been gracious to us. Many times I think about that, I cry. I'm the only surviving member of my family. I think about it. And I say, if I didn't know Jesus, I should have been 6 feet under. Because my family members, they just perished. It was not like serious sickness that we will say somebody's dying. Oh, mercy. So when you see some of ourselves, don't think we are in the same league. We are not in the same league. Your level of gratitude is seen. I mean, this woman has visited somebody's house. The person looks at her as a sinner. How many people do you look at them like that? What they know about you has remained permanent. They are the only one who have changed. You don't change.
How fair to?
They say she's a sinner. But the sinner is showing him gratitude that, you know, when you read the book of Luke, the Bible says, this woman who supported Jesus, the Bible says, seven demons came out of her. Her level of gratitude, you could never understand how far Jesus has taken this person. I always tell people, I say, I can give you my personal testimony. That some of the experiences we have had,
Do you experience it?
We have moved from one inyanga to another, from one spiritist to another. We have been cut, we have been, I don't know what to call it.
Hey, my God.
So, you will never understand when some of us come. The level of humiliation that we had to go through before we came to
Christ.
So this woman, she's crying. And the others are looking and saying, hey, this sinner.
Her
tears.
Hmm.
Her words. When you read the book of Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible says, let's go there.
By Ephesians 6.
Let's go to verse 15, verse 16.
By Ephesians 6.
Yes, it says, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Yeah, just verse 15. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. This woman was saying, how beautiful are the feet of them who bring good news. She was very grateful. But somebody looks at her.
Eh, motemongwa mosheba.
It's a stupid woman.
Are wena mosadi a stupid.
You see, people keep relating with you from your past. We were saying, you are the only one who will never be forgiven, because every time, 20 years after, they say, this is
my God.
I mean, 20 years. You are the only one who have changed. You are the only one who have changed. You are the only one who sins have been forgiven. You are the only one who's right. You are the only one who's righteous.
Hey,
you are the only one who's growing spiritual. All of us have become blind. But when you look at the woman, she's crying, she's appreciating Jesus. And it's not a cry of sorrow, it's a joy. She's overwhelmed by feeling. And I watch people when they give testimony in the church. Most of the time, they have tears in their eyes.
Amen.
You will never know how far God has taken
people.
And I'm saying to you, you should learn to give thanks. Yes, we are coming together this coming week to give thanks. He washed the feet of Jesus with her tears. In one of the Gospels, the Bible says they complain. Even the disciples of Jesus, they complain, say, so much. What a waste. You see, it's because we have never been in love before. Yes. If you are in love before, you'll give everything. Yes.
Amen.
I said, if you were in love before. But you have never been. You are a pretender. One woman says, I married for the security.
My God.
Yes. He says, my husband is ugly. Oh, you will be shocked. One time, the person said, my husband smells. I said to the woman, I said, lick your palm. Smell your own saliva and tell me if he does perfume. You were crying, Lord, I want to get married. Somebody came and said, I'll marry you. Gave you a surname. You have babies now. You have a house. You have dignity. Oh, you have forgotten. The husband, you came with nothing. Gave you money. Even the lobola, she boasted you. She contributed towards a marriage. I know you don't like the truth. I'm telling you. The people who don't get help, possibly as the old people who married in our day, you really suffered to raise lobola. Not today. The girls say, oh, let's take a loan. They pay lobola and they pay after.
Amen.
They pay together. We are married now,
Papa,
baby.
Papa tala lobola mmoho.
Mercy.
Mercy.
The man has forgotten.
Mweneno olibetse.
That you couldn't dress.
Hore una sa gone le ho apara.
Look at you.
Ichebe. My God.
You are putting on clothes forever, never changing.
Uno wa apara di paparo tso tshanang o sa feto.
Yeah, some brothers. Listen, men don't wash. Not that much. I was listening to one, and I was with Pastor K. And the person told us, once a week.
Ah, my God.
He says once a week, that's it. They just put perfume. And then wipe their face. Brush the teeth. If they can brush, brush the teeth.
They are here.
Mercy.
Mercy.
Yeah. You just need to look at the color of the shirt. The color of the shirt. It will tell you that this shirt has not been washed for the past 10 dresses.
My God.
The woman brought an alabaster box. She offended everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody said he doesn't deserve it.
That's
what people say about God.
He doesn't
deserve it.
When
we came into the ministry,
that's
the criticism that you get, that you are wasting your life. You are wasting your life. Really?
You're
wasting your life. I said to somebody, live long, let me live long. One thing that we know, if you are not in the will of God, I'm saying it today. When you get old, you will be poor. Because the Bible puts it differently, says in your old age you will be prosperous.
Amen.
You'll be more richer as you get old. I know you don't like it. It's the setting, how you set your heart. The Bible says wealth doesn't stay, a crown doesn't stay. Even the king who's secured.
Amen.
They can be a riot and be deposed just now. Mercy.
Mercy.
Hallelujah. Where is your security?
Security, how it
there is an invitation that was given, and I'm giving an invitation this morning. The Bible says there was a man in the book of Luke 14, 16 to 21. Who gave a great supper and invited many of the people who knew him. And on the day of the event, he sent his servant, he said, can you go and tell everybody else we are ready? Let them come. The first person said, I can't come. I bought land. I must go and inspect my land. Do you inspect land at night?
Hey.
How will you see the beacons? How will you see it?
He
says, no, I can't come. I'm sorry. There are many people like that. I was making this the other day. I said, everybody expects me to come. But nobody comes to my event.
My God.
I'm being honest.
How na moto atlang ha ke ba meme.
If you want an offense, if you are talking with a person who's offended about the church, and they'll say, no, I heard this pastor didn't come, didn't send the voicemail, didn't say anything, he kept quiet.
My
God. I said, hey,
carry, hey.
This is a burden too heavy to carry.
Mm.
You have not done anything like that before yourself.
When I also think
your judgment, your skills are unjust.
Hey.
How not your skills are unjust.
How kale batoka toka.
You say, I'm not coming. I've got land. I'm not coming. I will not come.
Hakiki, 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 kona hotla kina lele fatse.
The second one.
Yabuwe.
He said, I just bought 10 cows, 10 beasts. Says, I bought 5 yoke of oxen. I can't come. I must go and inspect them. Oh, I'm working on Friday. I can't come. I'm busy. These people have received an invitation long time. Confirm your invitation.
Come on.
I will not come. It's not important. I was telling the pastors, I said, we did vision casting, our seed time, harvest time conference.
Vision casting.
And I said, oh, people, they are not coming. I said, oh, mercy.
Yes.
How should I feel?
Lereki
Mercy. Wickedness. Unjust scales. Mercy. The last one said, I just got married. I mean honeymoon, please. Leave me alone. I was talking to a young person. Will you receive Jesus? He says, I'm too young. I don't want to make mistakes. And a week after, when I was asking, where's the person that was saying I'm too young? They said they carried him over. He's buried. That's where I'm talking. He's 1 week in the grave. I said, if he knew that nobody owns life. The invitation is given. I've just got married. I was thinking about it. I said, when I got married, I was so poor. You wouldn't believe. I will have attended this party. I will have taken my wife by hand and said, we are invited, let's go. We'll have dinner there. Do you understand? But people are invited. They will not take the invitation. Mercy. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. Maybe you are here today. The invitation has been given. Jesus has come. He says, I've come. That you may have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said in the book of John 3, except a man be born again, you cannot enter, you cannot see the kingdom of God. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life. It's an invitation. He says, all those who call upon his name, he will receive them. Jesus laid down his life that through his life we may have life. The scripture says, all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. He says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Even today, I'm inviting you to come to Jesus. I'm inviting you to make right with God. I'm inviting you to a fresh start, a new beginning. He says, I've come that you may have life and have it abundantly. I want to pray with you. If you are here, you say, I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. Lift up your hand and lift it high so I can see it. I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. I want my sins to be forgiven. I receive the invitation. Come unto me, all you who are heavy laden. He says, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Is there somebody this morning? Mother's room. I want to receive Jesus. I want to make right with God. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. We are going to pray. I'll ask everyone in the church. Can you follow me again? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today
for this privilege.
I receive the invitation of eternal life. I thank you, Father, for Jesus, for dying on the cross. I thank you, Father, for Jesus, for washing my sins with his blood. Today I acknowledge I am a sinner. I need a savior. Lord, forgive me all my sins and make me your child. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank you, Father, for this grace. In the name of Jesus. Can we give a powerful clap offering to Jesus? Amen.